Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said the country was reborn after Russia's invasion. In a speech commemorating 31 years of Ukrainian independence, President Zelensky pledged that his people would never give up the fight for freedom from Moscow's domination. Today marks 6 months since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. President Zelensky said the attack had revived the nation's spirit.
We only care about our land. We will fight for it until the end. We have been holding strong for 6 months. It's tough, but we have clenched our fists and we are fighting for our destiny. Every new day is a reason not to give up. After such a long journey, we do not have the right not to go on to the end. What is the end of the war for us? We used to say peace. Now we say victory. We will not seek an understanding with the terrorists.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. We can talk now to Ukrainian MP Ina Sovsun, who's deputy head of the Golos Party. A very good afternoon to you, Ina Sovsun, and thank you once again for speaking to us on the programme. Perhaps you might tell us how Ukrainians have been marking this very unusual Independence Day.
Well, we are also marking it in a very unusual manner because, as you probably know, it is not allowed to make any big public events on this day because of the increased risk of the missiles attack from the Russians. But I believe at the same time, while we are not seeing big demonstrations and parades and all of that we had last year on the streets, the meaning of the holiday itself, of the celebration, is so much more important for all of us while we are fighting our real war for independence this year. So I think that people are very hopeful, people are very optimistic, and also at the same time are trying to be very reasonable and cautious about potential threats. We do understand that this war is ongoing. We are very far from winning it. However, we are absolutely sure that we shall stand together and we shall stay united and we shall win after all, because we do value our independence as a whole society so much more this year than we did before.
And what do you think President Zelensky means when he says, as we just heard him say, that what people speak of in Ukraine now is not of peace but of victory?
Well, I do believe that for a while, particularly our Western allies were calling for peace, which could mean whatever. Just stopping of any fighting would be called peace. But victory for us is much more important because we want that to last. Peace, as we have seen after 2014, 2015, can be very temporary. But victory means regaining full control of the whole of Ukraine territory as defined by Ukrainian constitutional, as defined by the international laws. And that is what we are calling for. We need to take back control over the whole territory in the east, on the south, Crimea, because we do need to make sure that this will be long-lasting. On a personal note, what I want to make sure is that I don't want my son, who's turning 10 in 2 months, I don't want him to inherit yet another war. And the only way to make sure that this doesn't happen, that we don't have a big war in another 8 years, is to win this war this year right now.
At the moment, though, all the indications are that the conflict has reached something of a stalemate. So what might happen or what needs to happen to give Ukraine that victory?
Well, several things. First of all, the stalemate is on the battleground. But what we are definitely seeing is Ukrainian army being very smart in using the resources that we got from our Western allies. And the Ukrainian army destroying the depots, the warehouses with Russian weapons and ammunition, that is definitely decreasing Russia's capacity to attack and to defend their own army that has captured Ukrainian territory. So, in fact, things are happening, and that the capacity of the Russian army is being decreased by the Ukrainian army. It's not on the battleground. It's more by destroying their logistical chains of supplies and all of that. But of course, in order to go on counteroffensive, what Ukrainian army needs is more weapons from our allies, and the specific types of weapons that we need, particularly the tanks, which have not yet been provided, and that remains quite a mystery to all of us. I have not met a single general who could explain to me how we can go on counteroffensive without tanks, how we can regain control of our territory without that. However, not Americans, not Germans, nor the Brits are still providing us with the tanks. So the question is about what types of weapons we shall receive and how soon. And if we receive it sooner rather than later, we would be able to go and counteroffensive sooner.
Ukraine has paid a huge price for this invasion, in destruction and in lives lost, and in many military casualties as well. Is the resolve there to continue enduring those kind of losses in the search for that victory?
It's actually bigger than it was before, because I believe that I'm remembering a lot about how we were feeling in March. And I think to some extent, people were panicking. They were wanted to make sure that their kids are okay, that their loved ones are all right, their parents are safe, and so on and so forth. But right now, we do understand the situation much better. We understand what needs to be done. We still have lines of people who are willing to sign up for the army. We just don't have enough weapons to give out to them. So the resolve is actually bigger. And trust me, with every single missile that the Russians are targeting Ukrainian citizens and villages with, the resolve is not getting smaller, it's actually growing bigger.
Ina Suvsun, Ukrainian MP, thank you for talking to us here on the News at 1.